Good evening, Charlie. The Seder Shlach, which we read yesterday, recounts the familiar story of the Meraglim, the spies who were sent by Moshe to investigate the land of Canaan prior to its divinely ordained conquest. Although each spy was personally chosen by Moshe, and each was quite familiar with God's promise, 10 of the 12 defied the Almighty's will and told the people that the land was unconquerable. Even further, their fear of the Canaanites was so profound, the Talmud tells us they said, "The inhabitants are stronger than him. Even the Almighty himself could not conquer them." This conclusion is so ridiculous, the question must be asked, how could these spies have possibly drifted so far? These were men of faith and understanding. They were righteous men and wise men. What is the source of an error of this magnitude? There is a classical parable which describes the process of becoming lost. One doesn't suddenly find himself in the depths of the dark, trackless forest. Instead, one deviates from the familiar broad highway only a step at a time. Gradually, one strays further and further from the road until one ends up in the forest. This is what happened to the Meraglim. They started out as wise and righteous princes of the tribes who knew the will and power of the Almighty and ended as rebels. What was the original step, the original hairbreadth of their error? According to the founder of Chabad, the Pnei Zalman, the Alter Rebbe, their first error consisted of an unwillingness to become involved in the mundane world. In the desert, they were well isolated from the world of hardships. They had it to eat. A miracle fed them manna every day. A miracle gave them water from Miriam's well. A miracle provided them with miraculous clouds that hid them from their enemies. But once in Canaan, their first very task would be to wage war, an effort which wastes time and energy, even if the Almighty would miraculously prevent serious casualties and bloodshed. This time and effort could better be devoted to the study of Torah. Moreover, once the war would be won, they would be required to plow and sow and tend vineyards. Quite understandably, the Meraglim, the spies, hesitated to leave the desert in order to enter the material world. In the desert, they could devote all their time and energy to Torah. By distinction, Moshe, who reflected Hashem's will, insisted that the Jews leave the desert and settle in the land of Israel. The ultimate aim and fulfillment of Torah is deed. The culmination of Torah is its actualization and implementation in the real world. It is not sufficient to become involved in theory. On the contrary, the land of Canaan, with its 31 different cultures, all alien to Torah, had to be actually, practically conquered to make it a holy land, to integrate theory and practice into a unified entity. This minor error of the Meraglim, their adherence to a philosophy which divorced theory from practice and the spiritual from the material, was their first wrong step. Other steps followed until their reasoning became so perverted that they came to make the absurd statement, "The inhabitants are stronger than him." Let us learn a lesson from their error and concentrate not only on the theory of Yiddishkeit, but the practical observance of Torah. Thank you.